Hundreds of workers and scientists could potentially come in contact with brain and spine tissue from deer infected with chronic wasting disease. Prions, which cause CWD, could end up on tables, sinks, knives, or cutting saws in labs or meat processing facilities. Researchers at the Marshfield Clinic say they have found a disinfectant already used by many hospitals which kills the CWD prions. Bruce Cunha is the Marshfield Clinic Manager of Health and Safety.
We always want to try to utilize the best disinfectant that we can to neutralize that agent, whether it's for the safety of the people working with it, whether it's for destruction of the protein to make sure that we're not spreading it as much as possible.
Cunha says the disinfectant called LPH can be used as a concentrate or a spray. The FDA has not yet approved LPH for use against CWD. Cunha says if approved, it will probably be used most by state-certified testing labs, but not the general public. Cunha adds health officials are also worried about disposing of the hazardous chemicals used in testing for CWD. One of the fluids is formalin. Cunha says while deer carcasses may be burned or buried in a landfill, getting rid of the tissue tested for CWD is more complicated.
Formalin itself, which is used in embalming and other laboratory processes, typically is a very good disinfectant itself. Unfortunately, with prions, it does not seem to affect them. So we would end up with contaminated formalin and have to ship that out as a hazardous waste.
Cunha says Marshfield would use a Wisconsin commercial chemical waste handler to get rid of the hazardous materials that result from testing for CWD. Mal Ballara, Wisconsin Public Radio.